They're made up of dots and lines, or abstract shapes and patterns. Nothing in the natural world of the prehistoric artist would have looked like this, or this. And very often, these patterns are repeated or scattered across more recognisable images in a seemingly random way.
Here, at the Pechmel Caves in France, the prehistoric artist has painted a splendid pair of horses. But look, he's covered the image with a series of spots. It really is hard to see what a pattern of spots has got to do with the world of hunting.
Archaeologists realise they were as far away from understanding cave painting as they had ever been. The obvious explanations, like the paintings having been created to represent things in the world or for hunting, would never unlock the puzzle of these images. Because both of these theories missed the point. Instead of explaining why people were painting images in caves, they should have been trying to solve the mystery of how we got the amazing ability to create images in the first place. To be able to paint a picture of something, you first need to know what a picture is. And how can you know that if you've never seen one before? Henri Breuil himself realised that this was at the heart of the problem.
He told the curious story of a Turkish man in the 19th century who was shown a picture. It was a picture of a horse.
But the man was mystified. He'd no idea what he was looking at because never in his life had he seen a picture before.
This Turkish man, it seems, was a devout Muslim. Now, at its strictest, Islam forbids images of living creatures. So here was someone, apparently, who refused to believe that you could create an image of an animal in two dimensions.
He said he didn't recognize it was a horse because he couldn't move around it.
For us, looking at a painting as vivid as this one, it's almost impossible to believe. We can't imagine what it would be like not to understand what a picture was, that it can represent something in the world. This is what it might look like for people who've never seen any pictures before. A collection of lines, colours, markings, without any meaning.